Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. ML Sports Platter back with you. Audio version here only. Going to have some really good video interviews coming up, including Mike Harrington of the Buffalo News breaking down the Sabres hiring of Lindy Ruff, the offseason, and the Stanley Cup playoffs. So you'll want to definitely tune in for those as well. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel at ML Sports Platter. And of course, get me on TikTok and Instagram and everywhere and anywhere social media, and this audio version on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, CastBox, anywhere you get pods on your smartphone devices. We are brought to you by our good friends at Bonnet Sales and Service, CH Insurance, Burn Dairy, and Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company. Hey, if you're in and around Central, Western, Eastern New York, you travel around for the good breweries, the good beers, you got to pop off the thruway, man, to School Street in Victor, New York, the great city of Rochester, StumblingMonkeyBeer.com before your visit. Join the Mug Club if you live locally there. And, of course, you can stop in and try the amazing seltzers, IPAs, the great Amber Ale, Red Ale, you name it. They got stuff coming out all the time at Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company, the official brewery of the ML Sports Platter. So let's dive deep into, as I record this, by the way, I haven't decided yet if I want to. I think it was last year or the year before where I did every single NFL team, like their draft recap. And I haven't decided if I'm going to do that with all sorts of stuff going on, right? Like horse racing, you got the PGA Championship coming up, you got baseball season. I may not. It's definitely great summer content, you know, throughout the year as well. So I'm still thinking about it, but it's out there. So just, yeah, I'd love to hear from some people if you wanted, you know, to hear that content. But I'm definitely going to do the Buffalo Bills, so let's jump right in. You know, this draft may or may not be remembered for what the Buffalo Bills did in the first round, right? I think that they're... The only thing that I have a problem with them trading with Kansas City is just reading Bills trade with Chiefs. They trade with a team that, you know, has beaten them three of the last four postseasons. They can't get over the hump. They can't beat Reed. They can't beat Mahomes. They can't beat that team. They, you know, the McDermott defense crumbles. The coaching isn't as good. Whatever, however it is, you know, whether it's 13 seconds there or it's getting blown out in 2020 when the Bills surprised everybody, or it's this year when you were 6-6 and you won five in a row and you got the 2 seed and everything was falling in line for you and you had a home game and you still blew it with methodical approaches at the end of the game, not scoring, right? Let's just kind of try to ease into a field goal and then you go wide right naturally on that one. You can't beat them. So you never really want to trade with them, because if something does end up happening where that trade flourished for Kansas City, which, I mean, look, I'm here to tell you right now that I have no idea what is going to happen with Xavier Worthy. You don't, I don't, nobody knows. He's not Tyreek Hill. I know he's compared to him. Some people, oh, he's as fast as no, he's not. He's a wicked small dude. Guys at his size don't make it in the NFL. But if there was a team to make history and make it happen for the first time, wouldn't you put your cards, your poker chips, your money, whatever, down on this happening for the Chiefs? Of course. You never want to trade with the Chiefs if you're the Bills, just because, right? Because if it does work out on their end, the only narrative is, well, the Bills helped them. The Bills this. They guaranteed them that. But I think when you look beyond that a little bit and you dive a little bit deeper, right, there's three things here immediately that jump out. Number one, Xavier Worthy was probably going to go to the Chiefs anyway. He was the guy that they wanted. The only question is, would he have been picked ahead of Kansas City? Because here's how it looks, right? Every team, general manager, coach, etc., scouting department, they have their big board of every position. They have a list of guys, top to bottom. They rank them in terms of how they would want them, you know, and then want, need for your team, right? And want and need can be very different sometimes. And so they have a big board for all these positions. And, you know, it's probably a case where Xavier Worthy would have gone to 32 anyway for the Chiefs. The only one would have been at San Francisco. Now, most of the time, this is number two, in the first round, teams know exactly who they want to have because there aren't as, you know, there's a million players that are available and they want their guy early. In the third or fourth round, guys start getting plucked. There's more trades. You know, it's like, oh, well, we had this guy fifth on the big board in the fourth round, but we didn't get him because somebody else traded up and wanted him. So we have the next guy, and we're really happy with him because we have a draft grade on him. We saw him 8 times at the Senior Bowl, right? Like, these things happen all the time. So I think Xavier Worthy would have gone 32 no matter what. But the Chiefs, again, you either get your guy or you go get your guy, right? And they went and got their guy. They didn't want to risk the one team taking him, the 49ers. That's really it, because, you know, the Bills at, well, and let's be honest, the Bills had the 28th pick, so maybe they were worried about the Bills taking him too. The Bills were never taking him, but the Chiefs didn't know that, right? That's the other thing. You don't know what other teams' big boards look like. That's what makes it so fun. But they thought, ooh, what if Buffalo takes him? So I guess two teams were in the mix there ahead of KC. Bills at 28, 31, 49ers. Okay, let's just trade with the Bills and make sure we get him. He probably would have gone to KC at 32 anyway, as long as we know that San Fran wanted Ricky Pearsall all along. Because the Cowboys were taking Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma, and Clemson corner Nate Wiggins was likely going to Baltimore, and that's that, right? But the Chiefs went up and got him. The Bills, it's more about the Bills, and this is the third thing, more about the Bills and the Chiefs. The Bills are trying to build a 2-year plan after trading Stephon Diggs. They're eating $31.5 million. They wanted more draft capital this year, more competition. They wanted to get younger, cheaper, and more competitive at several positions. They're in a mini reset while being in a Super Bowl window, which apparently can happen in the NFL because you have QB1 and Josh Allen. And so here we go. They got 10 picks, and this started it. And they have 8 picks next year, 4 of which are in the top 100. So next year is a year where Brandon Bean can go, hey, I got 10 of them last year. I can now spin 3 or 4 and go way up and be aggressive. Because last year I didn't go up and get, I don't know, Brian Thomas, or I didn't go up and get Roma Dunze. Now, there may not be a player of Roma Dunze's caliber next year, but you get the point. We don't know right now. 2 years ago, we had no idea CJ Stroud would be drafted and he being that successful in the NFL. We had no idea. So, having said all that, it may or may not be remembered for that trade. I have no idea. But the Bills, if you look a little bit deeper as a member of Bills Mafia, that is how you should think it. Then, if I were Brandon Bean, you easily could have taken Xavier Leggett, but they really wanted Keon Coleman. So when his buddy Dan Morgan at Carolina, remember the former assistant GM of the Bills, now GM of the Panthers, he calls up and says, hey, Brandon, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to trade down. Hey, sure. You want to go one spot? Yeah, here's what we're going to give you. Bang. More capital. He did it. And so now we get into the Bills picks next on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by our good friends at Welch & Company Jewelers, CH Insurance, Byrne Dairy, and Stanley Law Offices. Stanley Law Offices, together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. Log on today to stanleylawoffices.com. That's stanleylawoffices.com. Thanks to Joe and the team and everybody over there for their support of the ML Sports Platter. Now I dive into the Bills picks deep, starting with Florida State wide receiver and ex-receiver Keon Coleman next on the MLSP.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Platter back with you, brought to you by Camillus Golf Club, Barks and Rec, Doggy Daycare, and Ken's Auto Detailing. Get your car detailed today at Ken's Auto Detailing. Route 11 in the Brewerton-Cicero area. Taking mine down there today. Actually, I cannot wait because when I drive off, feels like I have a brand new car. Keon Coleman, let's do it. Bills had the first pick in the second round. They take Coleman, who, listen, the only concern that I've heard is 4.61 second combine was a 40 time. That's it. But he grades out early round pick. Go up and get it skills, 6'3", 220, wicked athleticism, played basketball at Michigan State, size, strength, hands, come down, contested catches. And listen, when there's 75,000 fans in the stadium and you're in the red zone, you know who's getting the ball. The Bills envision him being that guy. And, hey, Coleman's going to get faster with the Bills, conditioning, working with Josh Allen. He wants to work with a QB who's off script a little bit, who has an arm like Josh Allen. This is a good spot for him. Bills fans were losing their minds, not getting a receiver in the first round. The Bills really, really, really targeted Keon Coleman, and two trades later, they get him. Now, remember, you got Curtis Samuel, you got Mac Hollins, improves the depth and all the rest, but you had to get a difference maker. You had to get a go up and get it guy, good value at that point. And Coleman is the talented big bodied receiver to complement shifty, speedy dudes in Samuel and Shakir, and that is what the Bills wanted to do. I was okay with this pick going in. I don't love or hate the Bills draft. I was okay with this pick going in because my only concern, I've seen a ton of Keon Coleman games because I root for Florida State. My sister went to Florida State. After Syracuse, they're probably my next favorite team. So I watch a lot of FSU. I was super pissed that they missed the college football playoff. But Keon Coleman, I like it more now than I did then. Because my only concern, though, is the boomer bust quality of Keon Coleman. There's 2-3 quarters where you're like, where is he? And then all of a sudden, like a quarter and a half against LSU to start the year, he like dominates. That's my only concern, boomer bust. Meanwhile, second round, the Bills, they cleaned up in the second and fifth rounds in this draft, I thought. Cole Bishop, a safety. Now, the thought might have been, hey, the Bills could take a Cooper DeJean with that first pick in the second round, but they took Keon Coleman. Then they proceed to, you know, a few picks later, they go with a guy in Cole Bishop. Interchangeable, versatile, good size, good speed, closes well, hands, good production. And they got the Dalton Kincaid tip of the cap approval because here's a guy who apparently was, you know, dominating Kincaid when he was in college on the practice field. And the Bills needed safety help. No more Jordan Poyer. Likely no more Micah Hyde. And you had to add some youth. And you have a starting strong safety out of the gate. That's what he is. And you're going to look at, here's my first prediction of the Bills in the secondary. And we know Sean McDermott's history with secondary guys. Pretty good. Taylor Rapp and Cole Bishop will start for the Bills. Week one duo in the back end. That is my prediction. Meanwhile, Dwayne Carter from the Kansas City Chiefs. The Bills love this dude. He was an anchor of the Duke defense. 3-time captain, versatile pass rusher. First steps quick, active hands, closes, stops the run. Had a great, great, great offseason in terms of combine and all the rest. Reads the quarterback, gets up in the passing lanes, can stop the run game. And you've got Deshaun Williams to complement Ed Oliver and Daquan Jones. But both Jones and Williams are over 30. Now you add in a Dwayne Carter to a line that finished 28th in rushing yards, you know, allowed per, you know, per carry at 4.6. He's an in and out guy. Nice rotation, nice developer on the start, you know, developing into a starter in time. And this was another thing the Bills wanted to do. Younger, cheaper, competitive, and versatility. Checks all the boxes, Dwayne Carter. And that's, again, why they traded with the Chiefs. Again, more about the Bills and the Chiefs in that trade. But if Xavier Worthy ends up being, you know, mini Tyreek Hill, yeah, that's gonna sting. Because Bills fans are just going to, no matter what, well, we guarantee that they were going to get him. That's going to be the line. And a lot of that thinking isn't wrong. Only because we don't know what the big boards were saying for the, well, the big board for the 49ers. We know the Bills weren't going to take Worthy at this point. But when the trade was made, the Chiefs didn't know that. Now we know. Beforehand, you don't know. Things come out after. Ray Davis, 4th round. Bills need a compliment to James Cook. James Cook is not a finished product. James Cook is a really nice player. He's a flash player. There's still some fumbling. There's still a lot of drops. He's a really good player. He is not great. He is not a guy you can count on in the late stages of a game. He makes you worry with the football. I'm sorry. Ray Davis comes in, 5'8", 215, block of steel. 1,000 yards for 3 different schools, wicked acceleration, north-south, great footwork, low center of gravity. Ty Johnson, Ray Davis, James Cook. Now all of a sudden you've got a guy in Davis who also caught 94 passes over the course of his career, tracks the ball well, makes the over-the-shoulder catches. This could be a big-time get for the Bills. And a steal, that's how running backs work in the 4th round. Good for the Bills getting him. Finishes the running back room. Meanwhile, Cedric, now we're getting into the cool names. Cedric Van Pan Granger. Yeah, Von Pan, Van Pan. I've heard it both ways. Let's go Von Pan, Van Pan. Let's do both. Georgia center. Bills love these kind of guys. They love multiple-year starters, captains, high character. They love this stuff. Granger, 3-year starter, awareness, toughness, builds center position depth now that Mitch Morris is not there. Right? And in this blocking scheme with Aaron Cromer, Great range around the corner. Leads the way when he pulls. Fights to stay in front. Holds his ground. Talk about perfection with the coach. Fifth round. Edifan Ulufosio. I believe I have that correct. The Washington linebacker. I think the Bills cleaned up in the fifth round. And it wouldn't be the first time for Brandon Bean. This dude right here out of Washington, linebacker, is former walk-on. Again, here we go, right? Adversity, team captain, All-America player, develops from a walk-on to that. The Bills, McDermott, Bean, they love this stuff. Ran well at the combine, and he flashed in the national championship. Remember, he had a fourth down pass breakup in the second quarter, and he's got a big-time ability to cover ground, a lot of it in coverage. The Bills want that coverage in the middle of the field. They want more of it. Tyrell Dodson is gone. They want more added to Taron Johnson and others. And he's a competitive matchup with backs and tight ends. Hello, Travis Kelce. Hello, others in the AFC. That's what they're looking for. He's rangy. He flashes the ability to slip blocks. And he should be a great special teams guy early. Hello, Buffalo Bills. Talk about checking six or seven boxes for what they like. Adversity, walk on into a team captain, All-American player. Check, 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 check. Fit, scheme, depth, versatility, young, cheap. Check, 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 check. Special teams, check. High character, check. And easy to coach, check. I mean, all of it is what the Bills want. Edifan Ulufosio. I think I have that right. Nice get for the Bills there. Another great get in the fifth round. Edge rusher from Troy, Javon Solomon. 6'1", 250. I thought they stole him. Led the FBS in sacks last year at Troy. Relentless, crafty, explosive, slips blocks. You add him to the depth pieces. Epinesa, Russo, Von Miller. Leonard Floyd losing him really, really hurts. Enter Javon Solomon. If they can get 6 to 8 sacks out of Solomon and Epinesa combined, and get, I don't know what Von Miller is going to give you, but Russo maybe 6 to 8-ish, maybe even maximum at 10, you won't miss Leonard Floyd. Javon Solomon could be a rotational piece who can grab a few of those sacks. He's a nice player. Meanwhile, rounding it out, 6th round, Tylan Grable out of UCF, offensive tackle, Penn State corner, Daquan Hardy, Travis Clayton, England offensive guard. All depth pieces, all competitive, young, cheap, versatile. We'll see if they make the roster, but that's the Bills draft. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I'm not grading it because I don't give out grades. I did that for a bit, and I just think it's stupid. So we'll wait and see. I think when you look at it, will it be remembered for the trade with Kansas City? I don't know. The immediate flashes, like if I ask somebody, hey, what's the best worst of the draft? Somebody would say, well, the worst, I don't know. Probably the low-end guys, see if they make it. The best, Keon Coleman. I would give you, and some might say sneaky Cole Bishop, I would say best is the fifth-round guys. I think that's where the Bills really hit the meat of the draft. Cedric, not just for the names, Cedric Von Pongranger, Edifan Ulufosio, and Javon Solomon. Those three guys could be the next wave of dudes to really strike for the Bills. Right? These big time draft guys that they've gotten in the fourth and fifth round in the past. Think fourth, fifth rounders. Think Taron Johnson. That kind of a guy. Could somebody come in and have that effect for the Bills? Time will tell. ML Sports Platter is all brought to you by our great friends over at the Allen Angus Pub, Welch & Company Jewelers, Bowers & Company CPAs, and my great friend Courtney at Maple Down Senior Living Community. Hey, it is not assisted living. It is senior living community. And go get a tour today from Courtney if you have a friend looking, or even a family member looking to get into Maple Downs for a safe, secure environment. 315-400-9666 and log on to holidayseniorliving.com. Remember, 3 chef-prepared meals homemade from scratch. You can make new friends, share laughter, a bunch of activities, a happy hour. Oh, by the way, all utilities included, heat, hot water, electric, cable TV, offering 200-plus channels, and your housekeeping as well. They have a shuttle to take you around a 10-mile radius of the community to errands, appointments, grocery shopping, whatever it is. So give my friend Courtney a call, set up a meeting and tour today at 315-400-9666. Courtney at Maple Down Senior Living Community. a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Businesses are targeted by cyber criminals every day. Data breaches happen even in the most protected environments. Cyber insurance from CH protects your company from data loss, litigation, and other penalties. CH Insurance helps businesses comply with electronic data regulation in losses you may suffer in cyber attacks. Trust the CH team to protect your business from hackers. CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.